Why people want me as their practitioner. Why people want me as their practitioner. Every moment when I do practitioner work, people come to me and say, I would be whole and perfect. And so, without a further thought, I look at them mentally and I see them whole and perfect. I see every organ, action, function of their body whole and perfect. I look at my body and I see my body whole and perfect. So I know what it is like to see the body whole and perfect. I see everything they think and say and do whole and perfect. I see them always speaking words, saying things that bring about better health, bring about a better awareness of their perfection. I see each person who asked me to be their practitioner, I see them as a beautiful reflection of me, a reflection of what I believe about myself. And I believe that I am whole and perfect. I believe that I am the fulfillment of all things that anyone could ever ask me to think for them. And so, I'm already at home with the idea of thinking the perfect idea for them. I'm already at home with the idea of being the ideal practitioner for whoever it is who asked me to speak my word for them. It's so easy to do this because I'm not fighting to say something is not so, and I'm not fighting to say something should be so. I'm not fighting to say that the world has this attitude and it's hard to overcome, it's hard to get around it. I'm not saying those things. I'm only saying all is in divine order and all is perfect. You want me to speak my word for you for your better relationships between yourself and your world and your family and your friends. And so I say, you are the ideal friend. You are the ideal human being. You are the ideal divine being. You live in your wonderful, harmonious thoughts all the time. You look at the world about you and you call it good and very good. You look at the people about you and you say, with unconditional love, I love you. You look at everything and you become the ideal friend. Because you're thinking, I am the ideal friend. It's not that you become it, you always were it. But you express it. You express what it means to be the ideal friend to whoever is in your world, including yourself. And of course, you start out with yourself. I am my ideal friend. I am my ideal lover. I am my ideal being. And I look at my dog, secondly, and I say, Rex, you are my ideal dog. You are fantastic. You are glorious. It's a joy to have you in my world. You are well-behaved. You are well-trained. You are just fantastic. You are glorious, Rex. You are glorious. And he looks up at me with those big brown eyes and says, yes, I know. I know. You wouldn't have it any other way, would you, Dad? And I say, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have it any other way. I look at Ellen, and I see her as one of the finest friends, one of the finest associates, one of the finest people I could ever have in my life. The ideal person who instantly responds to the teachings, the philosophy of the University of Healing, who instantly responds to me as a representative of the teachings and philosophy. She does not expect me to explain anything. She does not expect me to prove anything. She does not expect me to say anything to her that is confusing to her. She knows that I always speak to her heart. I always speak to her creative being. And I say, you are ideal. You are divine. You are beloved of all humanity. You are beloved of all the universe. You are beloved of all. You are the allness. You are the isness. You are whole and perfect in your physical, spiritual mind and body. You are whole and perfect in your total being. You are the divine output of the ideal ideas. I say this about Ellen because this is me. And I see she is my perfect mirror. And I see her reflecting back to me all these ideals that I am. I see her reflecting back all of the ideals that she is. And as she does this, she expresses herself so completely, so beautifully, and so wonderfully. When Ellen says, "Herb, treat for me," she doesn't have to tell me what to treat for. She doesn't have to tell me how to treat. She doesn't have to tell me when to treat. She just knows that, "Okay, Herb," and I say, "Okay, it's done." And it is done, but in my heart, the image of her lingers on. The image of her perfection lingers on in my heart. The image of her wholeness lingers on in my heart. She and I are one. We are lingering together in perfection and wholeness and goodness and divinity. We are lingering together in that. When I think of my son, I think of him as the ideal son, the ideal young man, the ideal perfection expressing itself in wholeness and ideal reality. Every dream of his heart he is realizing. Every dream of his heart is right there in front of him and he's expressing it. And he is surrounded by beautiful people, beautiful circumstances, and beautiful life. He is just a fantastic being. I look at my wife and I see her as the ideal wife, the ideal being, doing whatever makes her happy, whatever makes her feel fulfilled, and it is all good. It is not my thought that she might feel good doing something not. It is rather she feels good doing something yes, that is beneficial, loving, and uplifting for her. I see my sister fulfilling her life in its most ideal pattern, and I see that it's done now. And she is a fantastic, glorious lady, all the time being the magic that she is. And I see my brother. He's walking the path with a smile on his face and with a joy in his heart. Surrounded by his wife and his children and their children, he feels his life is complete. He feels that he is living in paradise, and he is. Any of them that ask me for treatment at any time, they know the treatment is done. They know the treatment that they ask for is fulfilled and complete. They know that they are the ideal beings right now. They know that. I speak for their wives and their husbands. I speak for their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. I speak for their relationships with their friends and neighbors, and I speak with the world about them. They live in abundance. They live in harmony. They live in peace. They live in joy. And they do everything that makes them happy. And that's all that matters. Oh my, yes. Why people want me as their practitioner? People want me as their practitioner because I think, feel, say, and know all is done now. All is in divine order now. All is complete now. All is fulfilled now. There's nothing more to do. There's nothing more to reach out for. There's nothing more to ask for. There's nothing more to dream, desire, to wish for. It is all done. It is all complete. It is all fulfilled now. And because it's all fulfilled now, all each of us does is to purely live and be that divine self that we are now and forevermore. People want me as their practitioner because I see the desires of their heart fulfilled in them now. I see all complete now. And I see it done now in the most wonderful, beautiful, fantastic way. There's nothing more to do on their part. There's nothing more to do on my part. I live in a world of the absolute. I live in a world of the is. I live in the world. It is fulfilled now. Let these things be fulfilled in your world too, as they are in everyone who comes to me as their practitioner. For you too are the ideal practitioner. You too are the one who says at all times, all is in divine order. All is good and very good. And I like me. I like me. I like me. So say with me now, all is fulfilled now. All is unconditional love, and all is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.